So taking a comfortable posture, but not too comfortable. So see if you can establish a nice combination of upright alertness, an attitude of respect, combined with a relaxed receptivity. So we take the refuges in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha as a way of remembering our own capacity for awakening. This is one way of viewing and understanding the refuge of the Buddha. If the Buddha could free his mind from the forces of greed, hatred, and delusion, then we too are capable of freeing the mind. Taking refuge in the Dhamma is taking refuge both in the teachings, but also in the way things are. Taking refuge in the truth of change. Taking refuge in our changing experience, just this, just now, just being here. There is a simplicity and a beauty in this kind of arrival. I take refuge in this moment. I take refuge in my capacity to be here, to open fully to this experience, to rest my heart. In the simplicity of knowing, the simplicity of knowing my physical experience, of being aware of thoughts coming and going, of being aware of mental attitudes. And we take refuge in the Sangha. And truly today we are creating a Sangha together, knowing that each of us, by our respectful and wholehearted dedication, we support others by the mindfulness with which we move, change posture. We inspire each other. So by taking the refuges and the precepts and paying homage to the Buddha, we establish in our hearts a clear intention. May my practice be of benefit, both to myself and to all beings. Intuitively, we know that whatever stability and steadiness of mind we cultivate, there is a tremendous impact in the clarity and the compassion with which we live. So let us dedicate ourselves together to this day of practice, letting that intention to be of benefit, letting that be there as we inquire into the listening heart and how we can live our understanding of our practice. So however you begin, perhaps with awareness of the body. Bring your attention to this vessel, this vehicle in which we live our lives. Attending to the body is an act of great tenderness. So noticing the body, temperature, the air on the skin, noticing where the body makes contact with chair or cushion or bench, where the feet rest or the knees on the floor. We can ground our attention in the body recognizing this is a training that we can practice throughout the day. Establishing some continuity of awareness by choosing an object of your meditation, which might be continuing to observe sensations changing, arising and passing away, or it might be sounds coming and going, or it could be the movement of the breath as it is observed, either at the nostrils or the rise and fall of the abdomen. Deciding and settling where you will return your attention to each time the attention and the mind wanders away. We can come back to our present moment experience of the body. Or even of mental states that come and go. to be artisans of the heart. Is to tune in to the experience that presents itself, practicing the simplicity of opening just this sensation, this sound, this experience of the breath. Gradually and steadily, we are cultivating the ability to rest in the middle of our lives. We are cultivating true equanimity in the face of change, in the face of loss, in the face of all those parts of the human journey we don't really want to think about. So renewing our intention in these last couple of minutes, may I be present. When you hear the sound of the bell, understanding these reverberations as an instruction to continue mindfulness, but in a different posture. May our practice truly be of benefit to all beings in all directions.